The Free SHS will actually help many parents, many children, many young men and women to enroll into senior high school and to complete without having to pay mothers any money. But that should also give us the challenge to tackle quality issues. If in my village there were 100 students in a senior high school, today there are about 500. How do we ensure quality? This is where the Ghana Education Service has to really strengthen its work to ensure that teachers are teaching right. And teacher-student ratio is also improved so that there will not be fatigue and other things. In this regard also, I see that government is spending a lot of money. I mean, over 400 million Ghana cedis will be spent annually as allowances to teacher and nurse trainees. Then when they complete, sometimes even jobs, there are no jobs. I am not sure government can continue paying these huge sums of money like this. I want to recommend that instead of paying these monies, government should encourage SNIT to increase their loan facilities, the margin, so that if some students can take about 2,000, 3,000 Ghana cedis every semester to help them pay their way through in university education. So parents don't need to worry too much about senior high school and university education, because now government is paying for the senior high school, and students should be able to get loans to pay. In that case, the over 400 million that government is spending in the form of allowances will now be used to create jobs. So that as soon as those teachers and nurses graduate, they will have some job to do. I overheard someone saying that Ghana is producing too many graduates. But this is funny. We should rather create more graduates and sell them to the world. Philippines produces thousands and thousands of nurses and sprinkle them abroad. They come and support the economy at home.
Professor Daniel Bidiako is the Vice Chancellor of the Valley View University.